AO4 8GX Mobile.
KF4MUF.
Hootie, you're out early.
I'm going to meet one of the guys I work with for breakfast before we go in this morning, so got to meet him at 6 down here in Anderson. But good morning to you, and I hope all's going good with you.
Going good up here. Wishing it'd slack off on this rain. But other than that, we're good. How about you?
Doing good, man. You know, just doing this work thing and still fighting little issues with this stinking 6.6.
What's going on with it?
Module out for the ABS, and we programmed it, and everything seems to be working good. And then yesterday's sensor code come up on it, and it says my knock sensor is going bad on the front on bike one, so I guess I'm going to have to replace them too.
It's not too bad. But could be worse. Could be sitting on the side of the road, right?
And that's what I tried to avoid. That's why when something comes up like this, I get it fixed or I fix it myself. You know, those two ain't hard to replace. It's just you got to activate them, and I don't have a computer to do that.
Is that okay?
Shane, you got back early.
Shane, KF4MUF.
Morning, Jody. I haven't heard you in a while, Jody. Nice to hear you. I'm not back yet. I'm still down here just above Fair Play.
Well, good to hear you this morning. Glad everything's went pretty good since the airline last night.
I'm going to get another trailer taken care of down there in Atlanta. And once I got it all connected, the glad hand on the back was leaking pretty bad. So that took about 45 minutes for them to change it out. Fortunately, it wasn't on the road.
Yeah, it wasn't on the road. And got a thing for air leaks just last night, did you?
And that was two things, you know. I hope the whole if things come in threes doesn't happen, because I'm not back yet. But anyway, I don't really believe in that. But I got to see Beth. She was headed on the way down, and we pulled over at a same exit, and I got to see her for a few minutes, so that was nice.
That made that wait all worth it, didn't it?
Actually, if I hadn't have been delayed like that, I would have already been well past 11. She came down 11:85, and I would have been well past it at that point. So it worked out really well.
He knows what he's doing.
And 4ZLK. Go ahead, Jody.
I hear you in there, Shane. Yeah, it's been a while since we talked. And Patrick and Shane both, yes, he does. That's when you were talking, I was thinking the same thing, man. He knows what he's doing.
KFW Mobile, sandbagging.
NKO4HK.
14ZLK.
Good morning, Mr. Ken. KF4MUF.
District Shane and Jody, hope y'all are doing well. A little foggy here in Greer.
We're here on 178. Looks like a little rain on the road, but no fog.
Fog down in the upper part of Georgia, but it's cleared up now.
Fog here, just rain.
When we had all that rain come through, they had some bad storms hit Anderson. We had 89 trees hit the ground. We've been cleaning up since.
Storm Wednesday that come through was pretty rough. I was in Berea.
Yeah.
There's two hail storms in the same day on the way to work, Monday or Tuesday afternoon. I can't remember which day it was.
On that one, Shane, because I hit two of them too. One when we were, my wife and I were coming down through Pickens, and then another one when we got home. We had to stand under the carport for a little bit and let it quit so we can get to town.
Didn't do damage on the vehicles. Wasn't real large hail, but it was a lot of it.
It sure was. It was about the size of, you know, I don't know, big gravel or something like that. It wasn't real big. Man, haven't talked to you in a while. You been all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going across the river, and it's bumpy down here on these bridges. Yeah, doing good. Just working and, you know, just working. visiting with the grandkids on the weekends pretty much the last several weekends, so it's been good. I hope you've been doing well.
Yep, been doing very good, man. Blessed beyond where I should be, right?
All are. We just look at the right things. And four, is that okay? I guess we got two people sandbagging now.
Okay, and four, TFW.
Mike Holt, didn't want to interfere. Y'all continue on, KO4HK.
Yep. And four, is that LK?
Andrew, KN4MUF.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
This is another wet one. I didn't realize it was supposed to be raining this morning.
It's a lot drier than they were calling for a couple days ago, but it's more scattered showers this morning than it was. Beginning of the week, they were saying it was going to be raining like it was Monday.
Torrential downpours Wednesday and Thursday, and or Tuesday and Wednesday, but yeah, it's kind of got more sporadic than that.
Supposed to be pretty nice, though.
Day and then more rain. Dad still good on the radio?
Actually, it wasn't yesterday. I think it was the day before. He actually called me on the radio whenever I was driving home, which was unusual. And he ended up ordering. He's still trying to work on like a base setup at his house. And he keeps somebody, you know, wanting a new radio. But he's still staying cheap with it, which is fine. And I told him, I said, well, the first thing you need to work on is your antenna. It don't do you any good. You get a nice, even better radio or a mobile radio that does more power and not have an antenna, you can't hear anything. So he's trying to work on that setup.
Something there that most of us will spend the rest of our lives doing, wanting a better radio. He said he was wanting a better radio. I think that's pretty common among the ham community, no matter what we have. That's good. I thought I heard him the other night. Probably the same thing you were talking about, but I wasn't sure if that was him or not. I was in and out of the vehicle, and when I heard him, I thought, I wonder if that's Andrew's dad. So that's why I asked. That's good. I hope he gets on there more often.
A little better setup. He'll probably do a little more. I was surprised he could talk on the Caesar's Head from his house on the HD, but he was coming in pretty clear that day. Usually I have to call him on the Tron repeater, the 330 machine.
They're funny like that. Sometimes repeaters that you either can't reach or have trouble reaching, all of a sudden they'll just be as clear as a bell. Just got to be there at the right time for it, though.
The 146-400 machine is?
How's that frequency?
Repeater book in and see if it can give you a rough location, even if the exact's not known.
You know, we were at a restaurant over the weekend, and there was a car pulled in, and it had obviously two ham antennas on it, but it said 146-400. I couldn't figure out, I wasn't familiar with it.
Simplex frequency, and I bet he has it on there, so when he travels, somebody can tune over there to it. That's what my father-in-law used to do, only he had 520 on it.
A truck driver pulled up beside me the other day, recognized the antenna motion to me, and I turned over to 5-2 and talked to him for a while.
Atlanta one night, the car passed me with a New Jersey plate, and I just turned it over to 520 and called him, and he answered. He said it surprised him because he'd been driving the whole way and never heard anybody.
Me, because when I was driving my truck, you know, I have the call sign on the back of my truck, and nobody ever calls. And I don't have anything on this car other than the antenna, but he recognized it. And he had a HF rig in there, too.
Over the road, I would definitely have an HF rig in there, but I don't want to do it over the road. And I don't have an HF rig in here. So there, and the 4ZLK.
Come stickers on the back of a vehicle, and you call them, and you never hear nothing.
Like in my truck right now, they got the antenna and the call sign on the back, but I don't have the radio in there.
Yeah, I'm instead of having my second VFO on Simplex, I usually keep it on the 285 machine in the morning.
Me, I just have a single VFO radio, mono band, and I keep it on this repeater most of the time. So, unless I'm traveling, I will switch it over if I haven't found a local repeater I'm driving by.
Somebody's either got a ham call sign for a tag or an antenna. I think it's probably ham related. I check the APRS Droid app because I keep it running and see if I can see a call sign near me. But I ran into a guy probably last week on 85, and he wasn't on the map. I pulled up beside him, and he was talking on the radio, so who knows what channel he was on. I flipped over to Simplex, and that wasn't it, so... And he never did call me. And I've got my call sign and the Simplex frequency on the back of my back window.
On my truck for a long time, Andrew, and never got a call from the first one.
So we're blessed with a lot of repeaters around here. There's a lot of options. But in some cities, as you travel, there's a myriad of repeaters. And there's a lot of Simplex frequencies, too, that people use. So... sometimes it's hard to catch somebody if you don't know what they're on.
It's true.
70 centimeter side, too. Or another band.
GMRS, so easy. And there seems to be more GMRS repeater packages coming out nowadays. So might start seeing some of those pop up more around here.
It's a lot heavier this time of morning than it is 30 minutes to an hour earlier.
The witching hour where everybody's going to work.
5 minutes different and it cost you 20 minutes.
You still in here anywhere?
Nicole.
Bring you out.
Not missing her quail yet?
She's happy they're gone and happy they're in another home. There's a young couple that took them and they are just having a ball with them. More power to them. Better off with them if she wasn't working, you know, if she was able to stay at home. But coming home from work and then having to deal with that every day, clean out the coop and stuff, it kind of was getting on her. And then we always had to make sure if we ever went anywhere, somebody took care of them.
Put up some kind of auto feeder or something.
I've seen those things. I've seen people design stuff, and I just wasn't motivated to figure something out like that. She probably would have been more comfortable with them long term if I'd done that. But I don't know. As much as I work, it's hard to spend time doing that as well.
We were at the pet shop over the weekend. Susan was looking at the parrots again. We used to have some years ago.
I got them every once in a while, and they started laying again. So I'll be curious. This will be their second year. I'll be curious to see how, you know, if they make it through this year, how much longer they live. I don't think they're supposed to really live more than 2 years.
I'm on the interstate this morning, y'all. KO4, see you.
Pace if it starts raining again.
Yesterday morning? Yeah, it seems like they're all... there's always some that don't know how to drive.
My destination, so I'm going to tell y'all good morning, and I hope each and every one of y'all have a very blessed day and enjoy your day. Y'all be careful out there, and I'll be clear on y'all's finals. 7-3 from KF4MUF.
Nice to hear you this morning. Have a good day. N4ZLK.
Have a good day. Tell Miss Annette we said hey. KN4TFW.
KO4CEF. KO4 is buy diesel fuel at a TA. $3.81 up here.
This is on down towards Atlanta where it's almost $4.50.
That place is the most expensive place around to buy diesel fuel.
Well, BP station in Dacusville, and it's been $3.59. It's been that regular probably for the last year. Doesn't matter what the rest of the price, what the other stations are doing, it's always $3.59.
That will ever make sense to me.
Remember when diesel was always like 10 cents cheaper than regular unleaded? I don't know when they started changing, sometime in the 90s, but it was always cheaper than the rest of it.
I mean, I think even 2020, 2021, you could still buy diesel a little bit cheaper. And ever since then, I mean, once the economy started going downhill, it's just like it's never flipped again. I mean, right now, diesel's consistently higher than regular unleaded. I did see it finally 10 cents apart, but it was just because regular unleaded went up. And the diesel was still around 350 and 340. I thought it was crazy. And Highway 101.
Keep it up there. N4ZLK. Ken, and if Patrick, you listen, I'm going to jump out. I'm not far. Traffic's getting heavy. So I'm going to go ahead and clear out of here. Y'all have a good day. Nice to hear you this morning. N4ZLK.
Good to hear you this morning. Have a safe trip to the house. KN4EFW.
973, KO4CEF.
Nice pull down on me off the shoulder.
Get his way over.
Got the traffic in the right-hand lane and he just pulled out.
Bigger, he's just going to go ahead and make it happen.
The other day it must have been Saturday. I was there in Greer. We were sitting there at the red light on a 290, and there was a car in the left-hand lane, and when the light turned, he took off, and then he just cut his bumper off. By the time we got to the next red light, there was a police officer sitting behind him. Hey, blue lights as soon as the light turned.
He just deserved.
Construction up here since before I started working out here, and it'll be 4 years in September.
Down with construction on 85.
It'll be time to start again, KO4HKX.
Been working on it since I was in high school.
Leave it. Well, gentlemen, I just pulled in the parking lot. So, good thing is you got Patrick back. He can talk you the rest of the way again. So, but y'all have a good one. Be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you later today when I get out of Spanish class or tomorrow morning. So, y'all have a good one. 73-KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you find them.
KO4HGX.
73, Andrew. Have an awesome day. KN4GFW.
Yeah, what they're doing up here on 25 yet. They got the barriers up, but I don't know what they're doing.
Some construction equipment there where the road veers off to go to like Camp Old Indian out that way. It looks like they're getting ready to redo that intersection.
They put up some new guardrail, but I mean, I don't know why you'd put up a barrier and take it down to one lane to do that.
Back up here, I'm almost to my exit.
I hadn't had no fog all the whole trip this morning, so, which I'm okay with that. Halfway down the mountain, and it looks like it hadn't rained here in, you know, days. The weather's funny around here, isn't it?
It'd be hard all day long. Yesterday it worked till probably 3 o'clock.
Most of the day yesterday. Somehow or another, I managed to stay dry. Never more than just a little sprinkle on my head while I was going in and out. But at lunchtime now, it flat poured, and we all decided we'd just sit there a little longer and wait it out.
And I had me a good indoor project saved up. I got some more work I can do on it today, too.
It'll be another good day for it.
Pull some relief valves and put them on a pallet for outage starting on Friday. And then got to wait for it to be a little bit drier for that.
Ken, you got anything else going on at work other than getting ready for that shutdown.
See, there ain't too much going on, although I can see the, you know, these business companies going a little different direction. They're, you know, starting to crack down on a lot of things and, you know, trying to sort the data a little bit different. I know there was like 3 or 4 people got wrote up this week already.
Looking for reasons to thin the herd.
And get much thinner. For, like, you know, the, you're going to lock something out, and the guy locks it out, and then you got to have 2 other people verify and everything, and they locked out something, and it was the totally wrong thing. And then 2 people verified that it was correct.
That can be dangerous. Not locking out the right piece of equipment and working on something else.
They were supposed to go out and confirm, you know what I mean? But they just kind of pencil whipped it.
Him writing somebody up for something like that, I mean, that could kill somebody.
Yeah, roger that, especially with all the stuff that we got. I mean, we're running stuff that's probably more flammable than gasoline.
Some of it mixes, it makes a sudden light.
For what all you mix with it, all kinds of stuff. That's already here.
That can't be good.
Thank you. I'm Jose 73. You have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and maybe I can catch you this evening. KN4 TFW.
Diamond, I'm getting ready to pull in, and you be safe today. And hopefully, you don't get ridden up for anything. So watch your backside. KO4 HKX. Clear.